temperatures and tempers were soaring. Some Miami residents snapped after Hurricane Andrew leveled South Miami in August 1992. Fights broke out in long lines for ICE. There was looting. Is that the right atmosphere to encourage survivors to haul out their guns? Senator Bill Mumford, a Democrat from Tallahassee, had his doubts Thursday when the Rules Committee debated a bill allowing people without permits to openly carry guns in a mandatory evacuation.
What we don't want, in my opinion, is for people to carry the guns and have a vigilante group during an evacuation.
Bill sponsor Jeff Brandis, a St. Petersburg Republican, admits it was a big reason the bill lost traction in the legislature last year. It came up more than once in Thursday's Rules Committee hearing. Here's Senate Democratic leader Arthenia Joyner of Tampa.
Because that's what he was asking. Did you cover that situation that would eliminate vigilanteism?
Brandis didn't mince words.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
This bill
makes no guarantees.
Brandis says he's fixed the problem. The bill only applies to people leaving a disaster area. But another change will likely put the bill over the top this year. Brandis limits the time allowed for open carry to 48 hours after the evacuation order is issued. That eases the Florida Sheriff's Association's concerns. Now it likes the idea that law-abiding citizens won't leave their guns behind and easy prey for looters. It's a real concern, says National Rifle Association lobbyist Marion Hammer.
There was a lot of looting following Hurricane Andrew. There were a lot of firearms lost to looters.
The bill heads next to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.